So what am I going to do with you? The only question I always have, what is important in your life, and then get it done, get some goal in your life, whatever you want to reach, whatever you want to take with you in your next life, and that you do, you go for it, just like when you're young, you go for your profession that you want, you go to university or learn a skill, a practical skill, and that's it, I mean, the teaching of the Lord Buddha is clear. We're in a hamster wheel, and we think we are turning around and around, but we are constantly standing at the same point. The question of the Lord Buddha, how do we get out of it? And he found the answer to his question, how to overcome birth and death. And then he showed us the path, but the path is not easy to go. We have to let go of a lot of things. We have to understand. We have to understand what makes us. Who are we? We think we know, Somebody asks you who you are? Then you answer, your thoughts, your memories, your feelings, and your body. That's what you normally declare as you. But your body and feelings and memories constantly change, day by day, month by month, year by year. Now when you look at the pictures, when you were 20 years old, So which one is the real you? This one 20 years ago, 30 years ago? The same of our ideas and thoughts. What kind of thoughts did we have 20 years ago? They are different than the thoughts that we have now. So which of the thoughts are you? Because we think, we believe we are constant. And there is some truth to it. There is something constant. It is just like we go into the movies. We watch this kind of movie, then we watch that kind of movie, and we identify ourselves with this movie, then we identify ourselves with that movie, and that movie, and that movie. The only thing that is constant is the person who watches this movie. But how easy it is for us to get into acting, into this movie. So, the part of practice is, to withdraw ourselves from the outside images, and get connected to the observer, to the one who is constantly watching this movie. In this life, it's called this life movie. In the next life, it's called next life movie. In the previous life, it's for the previous life movie. But just like nowadays, we just want to watch one movie. One movie finished, and we go to watch the next movie, and then the next movie. We can't get bored with it. And the dukkha that we have, in this life, to make ends meet. That's not a problem. We have to work hard to feed our body. And that's it. Get up in the morning, do something, eat something, sleep, and then get up the next morning. And we do that from the day first of our life to the last day. And so what's so interesting about it? And because we can't get enough of this life, we need to get another life. And then another life. Yeah? I mean, we remember, we had already millions or billions of lives. Yeah? I mean, we've been animals, we've been this kind of being, we've been that kind of being, we've been human beings. Yeah? When we were human beings, we have been farmers, we have been soldiers, we have been slaves, we have been administrators, or in high position, or in low position. All the things, we went through all the things. Yeah? But we can't get satisfied with this. We want more, 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 more. Yeah? Just like with eating ice cream or chocolate, we want to eat more and more and more. Yeah? We can't eat it only once. We're not satisfied. We need it again and again and again. Because all the things are changing, the feeling, yeah, are changing. You eat an ice cream, it's nice, yeah. And then we forget it about it, and then we eat the next one, yeah? And then forget about it, eat the next one, yeah. It's the same with our life, yeah. And we don't realize how much dukkha we have. Yeah? How much dissatisfaction this life brings, how much hard it is, you know, to get some work, you know, to earn some money, to house the body, to feed the body, to look after the body. Yeah? It's a lot of trouble. Yeah? If you would see the true nature of the body, that's a heap of shit, you wouldn't look after it. Yeah, look it up, yeah, open it up, you know, and see it, yeah. And what you see is what you don't like to see. There's nothing beautiful inside, yeah. Take the skin off, you know, there's nothing beautiful inside this body. But we love to care about it. And all the work that we do is the work for the body. I mean, 98% of the human race is working for this body. Very hard work. Yeah, some of them work, you know, day and night. And then in the end, when they die, what do they get? Yeah. Only cost, only troubles. Yeah? That's what we get from the body. Troubles. We get tired, it's trouble. Yeah? We get hungry, it's trouble. Yeah? We get thirsty, it's trouble. Yeah? We get sick, it's trouble. We die, it's the biggest trouble. Yeah? So look for the thing that is constant, yeah, that sits within the body, yeah, and drives this body, because that is the only thing that is constant. That is the only thing that has never, yeah, been born and will never die. It's the everlasting tourist, yeah? Just like we in our life. I mean, we are much more in favor of going here and going there, traveling through the world. I mean, there's no time, you know, in the history of this civilization, yeah, where we could travel so much, yeah, where most of the people could travel from country to country, yeah, from one point of the world to the end of the world, yeah. And what do we see? Wherever we go, we see people, we see houses, we see trees, yeah, we see the ocean, yeah. We see mountains, yeah, wherever we go. We see the sun rise, we see the sunset, doesn't really matter where we see it. Yeah? And that's the same thing for us, you know, from one life to the next, yeah. And we go and go and go and never stop. Just like like the hamster in the hamster wheel. Yeah? We think we are constantly running and running and running, but nothing is moving. Everything keeps the same. But we love it, just like the hamster does it. We love it running, 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 until we die, you know, and then we're born again and we run again. Yeah? I mean, that's a question that you should ask. Is that the purpose of your life? You know, just to keep on running? Yeah? Because everybody around runs, you runs, yeah? That's why you need to run as well? Huh? Think about it. Yeah? Now, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah? If you think it like that, you know, I mean, keep on running and then you don't need to come here. Yeah? Just keep on running, you know. I mean, just like the rest of the world, yeah? Go running with them, yeah? I mean, the kind of entertainment we developed in the last 20, 30 years, yeah? I mean, it's amazing, yeah? We keep running, you know, off, yeah? We're already stuck in a delusion. We create a new delusion, yeah? We're already stuck in the game that is called life, you know, then we create a new life, yeah, within that game, yeah. And then within that game, you know, we create another thing, yeah. How deep we want to go into this delusion, yeah. Going in, yeah, and thinking it is fun, yeah. I mean, people love to play these video games, yeah. Oh, they love to play these games on their smartphone. Okay? They're constantly concentrated on that, as if life would be going on in there. Yeah? All what they see is, you know, some color pixel on a screen. Yeah? Just like we see some color pixel, you know, when we go to the movies. Yeah? And we think this is something. Yeah? I mean, what do we see? We don't even know what we see. Yeah? We create these images and we create these actions, yeah? By going from one point and extrapolating to the next point. So what is the purpose of your life? I mean, for me it is clear, yeah? But for you, yeah? Ask yourself. You want to follow the people around, yeah? Just do like the others do, yeah? And then there's no need to practice. Yeah? You want to get out of the hamster wheel, yeah? Oh, the roller coaster of life, like I say? Yeah? Going up and going down. And it seems to be so much fun going up, yeah? But we squeak when we go down, yeah? We think it is more exciting to fall down, yeah? And that's what people seem to do, yeah? Using their life to go down. Yeah? Going down to the lower realms. Yeah? Hell must be so fun, yeah? At least for us, you know, who come from the north, it is probably very warm, yeah. You never have to worry about the cold. It's very hot. Yeah. Is that what we want, yeah? Or is there something that is nagging within us, you know, and say there's something wrong with it? Yeah? Tell them to move away, yeah? Nei, men hen ta gamle tid, jo le kun la. Le sieng dang dang, jo ne vat na. Men jo ne sun sa nok na. Oi. Come to a monastery and they look like tourists, huh? Yeah. Huh? They're agreeing with us. What is it that you're hankering after? Yeah? Is it feeling? Yeah? You know by now that feelings constantly change. Yeah? One time you have a nice feeling, then you have a bad feeling, then you have a neutral feeling. And can you change it? If you have a bad feeling, can you change it to a good feeling? Are you the master of your feelings? No. Yeah? So when you have a bad feeling, you suffer, yeah? When you're good feeling, you're happy, yeah? But you have no idea how all these things emerge, yeah? Of course there is a way, yeah? I mean, if you want to become the master of the world, we can, yeah? But at the moment, we are the slave, yeah? We are slaves of the voice that is constantly in our ears telling us, I like this, I don't like this, yeah? And with I like this, you know, comes dukkha, and with I don't like this comes dukkha. Yeah? If we don't get what we want, we have dukkha. If we meet with things that we don't like, dukkha. Yeah? And that is all running all through our life. Yeah? But we take these things for granted. Yeah. And we think we can't change anything. But that's not true. We can understand the mechanism of the work, how it ticks, yeah? And the and the clock, yeah? That ticks within us, you know, are these five khandhas, are these five groups, yeah? We have to realize that we are not none of these groups, that these groups exist without without the one, you know, who observed these groups, yeah? And that is, you know, if you call something closer, you know, to me and mine, yeah, that is the thing that we have to look at. And we forget about it, yeah? Just like the person who plays a video game forgets that he sits in the chair and moves his hands constantly. Doesn't notice it even, yeah? He just looks, he just observes, he stares into it, yeah? Just like us, you know, we stare into this world, you know, and we don't know how the citta moves all these things around. Yeah? So through meditation we can come into contact, yeah. But because we have been distracted for such a long time, yeah, I mean it is difficult to get into contact with what we call the citta, yeah? Or with what we call the knowingness. Yeah? And everything, we try it for a minute, you know, and we can't even stay there. Yeah? Because for such a long time we have been distracted. Distracted by sounds, distracted by feelings, distracted by smells, distracted by touch, distracted by thinking. Yeah? Constantly. And we think these things are the life, yeah? It's not life, it's just something, you know, running on our inner screen of the eyes, yeah? Just like the movie is running away, yeah? When this life ends, you know, there's a black screen, yeah? Everybody knows, you know, from old times when a movie stops, yeah? Black and white, you know, stripes, yeah? That's what we call death, yeah? And then the next movie is going to be pulled in, yeah? Next time it is a horror movie, yeah? But we have to sit through to the end, yeah? Until that stops, you know, and maybe another movie comes. Yeah? We don't understand, you know, we don't understand the mechanism of this universe. Yeah? The Lord Buddha, you know, made it very clear to us. Yeah? It is karma. Yeah? That's a mechanism of this universe. Yeah? Whatever we do unto others, others will do unto us. Yeah? Whatever happens to us is what we have done unto others. Yeah? So, through our doing, through our good doing, we get good results, and through our bad doing, we get bad results. Yeah? But we don't want to believe it, yeah? Because we don't learn it in school. Some of us even don't believe the laws of the country they live in, yeah? But the laws of the country say don't drive drunk, yeah? But we still like, no, it's okay, yeah? We know if they catch us, you know, they will remove our driver license for a while. We still do it. Huh? And so is it with this universal law. Yeah? Don't harm any living being. Yeah? Don't take what has not been given to you. No sexual misconduct. I told you before, I mean, I don't know in other countries, but in Germany it was against the law. Yeah? I mean, if somebody was unfaithful in his marriage, he went to prison 100 years ago. Probably in Switzerland, the same thing. Yeah? Yeah? We got rid of all of this inconvenience so that we can be unfaithful, you know, to the fullest. Yeah? And then we have to clear the results in hell. Yeah? Don't think, you know, this universal law has no judge. Yeah? So we cannot bribe any judge. Yeah? It just follows the rules, yeah? Whatever you have done, yeah? I mean, we'll come back to you. It's like a boomerang, yeah? Everybody knows it. Yeah, you throw it, you know, to cut somebody's head off, it comes back and cuts your head off, yeah? It takes a while. That's why we don't get it, yeah? In the laws of the country, I mean, most of us, yeah, who go against the laws are, you know, caught sooner or later, you know, so they'll get the message, yeah? But for us, you know, if we do bad karma in this life, I mean, it will happen in the next life, yeah? Then we will suffer a lot, yeah? But, I mean, then we think this world is so unfair, yeah? They're all cheating on us, they're all robbing us, you know? Yeah? The partner that we have is unfaithful, yeah? I mean, he's cheating on us, and so on, and so on. Oh, this life is so terrible, yeah? Not remembering what we did in our previous lives to get these results, yeah? And that is something that we can understand, you know, if we put our attention to it, yeah? We could understand it if we want to, yeah? But we are just like children, we just want to play. Play with this, play with this, yeah, play with that, yeah. And that's where our industry is going forward to, yeah. Every year it creates so many new entertainments where we can play. Yeah? We are just like little kids, yeah. Just interested in playing around, yeah. And and our economy, you know, takes advantage of this, yeah. And lures us into even more playing and more entertainment and more entertainment, so on, until we don't even know what is what. Yeah? Who are we? Yeah? That should be a question, you know, for at least you who come here, yeah, to ask yourself the question, who the hell am I? Am I all the thoughts, you know? And then look at the thoughts 5 years ago. Now, which kind of thoughts am I? Yeah? 5 years ago I thought I'm like this. Now I think I'm like that, yeah? Now my body is like this. 5 years ago it was like that, yeah? And 10 years ago, you know, it is under the earth, you know, and sees the grass growing from underneath, yeah? German, we say, you know, when you die, you have to give up your spoon that feeds you. Huh? So who the hell are we? What are we doing in this thing? Yeah? I mean, it happened to me. I remember sometimes, you know, maybe it was 15 or maybe it was 20. Just this thought occurred. What the hell am I doing in this body? Huh? What the hell am I doing in this body? You know, they have nothing, you know. It's not me. This body is not me. It's not mine. You know, I just borrowed this car, you know, and because I've driven it so long, I believe I am this car. Yeah? Born in this car, die in this car, and then of course you believe that you are the car. Yeah? What am I doing in this body? Yeah? Next life I ask myself, what am I doing in that body? Huh? We just hop from one body to the next, yeah? Be it a human body, be it an animal body, be it a body of hell, you know, or be it a body of heaven. Yeah? And if so, yeah, what is the purpose of this life? Hmm? If you say to have fun, then go and have fun. Yeah? How much fun do you have in your life? Yeah? You wouldn't be here if you had that much fun. Yeah? People who have lots of fun don't come here to the monastery. Yeah? People who are happy don't come. Yeah? Only people who are unhappy, yeah? Who feel, you know, that there's something wrong with all this. Yeah? All this teaching that we get in school or from our parents or from society, I mean, there's something wrong, there's something missing. There's, yeah? There was a famous chanson in the 50s or in the 60s in Germany, you know, and the woman asked, you know, I mean, just to get some kids, just to have some work, just to eat, just to, yeah? There's something missing in this life, yeah? That's not the purpose, to educate kids, that's not the purpose, but she didn't have the answer, yeah? There's something missing. And we all know there's something missing. There's something inside that constantly nags, you know. I mean, that cannot be everything, yeah? I mean, look at the people, you know. Growing old, yeah? Having a job. Retiring, then growing old, then dying, yeah? I mean, is that what we call, yeah? Is that the purpose of our life, yeah? Or is it the purpose of our life, once we woke up for a short moment, you know, how the hell do I get out of here? Yeah? You want to be born again? You want to go through childhood again? Huh? Ask yourself this, yeah? Huh? Growing up, yeah, learning to walk, learning to talk, huh? Learning to think, going through school again, yeah? I mean, was it so much fun? If you think it was so much fun, I mean, there's no problem for you. Just continue living and it will happen every time. Hmm? About this you don't have to worry. It will automatically happen. Hmm? Being born again and again and dying and going through sickness. And this is so much fun when we are really sick, yeah? When we are really sick, yeah? Then we think we die, yeah? 5 days later, when we get healthy again, we don't think about dying. Yeah? So, all these things. Yeah? So, what is real? What is fake? Yeah? Get to the real thing. Get to the one who knows, yeah? Who observes all these things, yeah? And doesn't attach to it. Yeah? The feelings arise and cease, yeah? Okay. But it's not my feeling. Yeah? Thoughts arise and cease. But it's not my thought. Memories arise and cease, but it's not my memory. Yeah? Because if it would be my memory, you know, I could change it to something else. Like when I say it's my clothes, yeah? I mean, if I don't like this kind of clothes, you know, I just go to the wardrobe, open it up and select another clothes, yeah? So if it is your feeling and it is an unpleasant feeling, you go to the wardrobe, open it up, oh, there's a happy feeling, okay, let's take it on, yeah? Can you do that? Then how can you even say it's your feeling? Huh? If you can't change it, how can you say it's your feeling? How can you say it's your thought if you can't change it, yeah? And we try very hard, you know, not to think, yeah? But they're constantly coming up, they're constantly pouring over just like rain. Yeah? You can't make it stop, just like you try to make the rain stop when it really heavily rains. You can't make it stop. The only thing that you can do is, you know, build a hut, you know, where you're safe from the rain, yeah? So it doesn't hit you. Yeah? And that's what you can do with meditation. You can go to the safe house, yeah? I mean, where the thoughts have to stop outside. They can't enter. Hmm? That's the thing that you can do. Yeah? These things are not you. I mean, that is something that you have to realize. And this is one of the principal characteristics of this universe. Yeah? Anatta. That's not me, that's not mine, that doesn't belong to me. Whatever you can see, whatever you can feel, whatever you can experience doesn't belong to you. It's not you. Because the one who knows that there is a feeling, that there is a thought, that there is a memory, that is the thing that is much closer to the reality of you. But the reality of you and the person next to you is the same. It's just like, you know, when there's rain in the clouds, yeah? I mean, it is condensed water, you know, and you fall out, you know, and you're just one of these raindrops, yeah? And then you look at the other raindrop and say, I'm bigger, I'm more beautiful, yeah? I mean, the essence is water of every one of you. So your essence is the same, it is water, you know? I mean, just because you're a drop, yeah? Doesn't mean, you know, I mean, you're more beautiful, better, and or worse, yeah, than others. When you fall down into the ocean or into the lake, you know, I mean, then you're just water again. But as long as we believe we are this individual, yeah, form, like this body or these feelings, yeah, I mean, then we are completely deluded about our true essence. And then we have to fight the others, yeah? And that's what we constantly do, yeah? We fight the others by thinking I'm better than this, or we can also fight, you know, I'm worse than this, yeah? Yeah? Or I'm equal to him, yeah? It costs a lot of energy to fight the world, yeah? Use it, you know, to fight off all these things that are fake, yeah? The things that don't belong to you. Yeah? Just like a movie, and that's why I bring it, because it's such a good example, yeah? Or a video game, you know, for people who really easily get addicted to video games, yeah? Other people get addicted before the video games get addicted to gambling, yeah? I mean, people are crazy, they get addicted to all sorts of things, huh? Or they get addicted to drugs or to alcohol or whatever. Huh? Addicted to power, huh? Addicted to money, and so on. Huh? Even when we see these kind of people, we feel sorry for them. Huh? Because they can't see. And when the Lord Buddha saw us, he felt sorry for us. Because we can't see. Because eyes are so tightly closed. Yeah? They are closed and we don't want to see. Yeah? Because when we open our eyes, the first thing that we see is all this shit that is around us. Huh? All the dirt, you know, that is in front of our doors. Yeah? But we do open our eyes when it comes to the door of our neighbor, yeah? Oh, look at him, you know how bad he is. You know, when it comes to our house, you know, we never think, yeah? We never think we are bad, yeah? We always, you know, the moment we can criticize somebody else, we think we are good, yeah? Because we see the dirt of others, yeah? And the others see our dirt, yeah? Now, get to that, what is closer to you, get to the citta, I mean, that jumps from one life to the next life, yeah, and make it stop, yeah, and the Lord Buddha gave us the way how to make it stop, yeah, The first thing that he advised us, you know, to keep within the five precepts. Yeah? Keep the five precepts, not harming any living being, yeah? Not given, not take what is not given, yeah? No sexual misconduct, no alcohol, no drugs, no lies and harsh speech. Yeah? Keep the five precepts. And then, yeah, get into that safe house, yeah? Where there are no more thoughts and where there are no more memories, where there is just the pure experience, yeah? Then you realize you're not different from others. Yeah? Because the experience, there is nobody who takes hold of the experience, and you all know this. Yeah? I mean, from experience, you know, whatever. Yeah? I take constantly hold of it. I had this nice feeling. I had this thought. I had this idea. I. Yeah? So there's somebody in us, you know, who likes to take hold of this experience, but yeah, in that state of meditation or called upachara or access samadhi, I mean, there's nobody. So we are at peace. Yeah? We've gotten for a while rid of the person who constantly makes us unpeaceful or unsettled. Yeah? And this is the voice that is constantly in our ears, that constantly tells us what to do, what not to do, what to like and what not to like. Yeah? And it pushes us sometimes over the limits. Yeah? You have to do this, you have to do that, yeah? You're not good enough, you're not good enough, yeah? It constantly pushes us around, you know, and then we are stressed out. Yeah? It's not that others stress us out, it's ourselves that stresses us out, yeah? Don't think, you know, other people or situations stress you. It's you. It's you and your views and your opinion that constantly stress you out. Yeah? If there would be no commentator, then there would be just one thing to do at every moment, huh? At every given time. Huh? Yeah, either you eat or you sleep or you work, you know, and that's it. Once it finished, you do the next thing. Huh? Next moment, and the next moment, and the next moment. Yeah? There would be no stress, and you would be contented all the time. Because there is no thought, I have to do this, after this, I have to do this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Yeah? No. The only thing, you know, I suggest you have to do is get rid of your master. Yeah? Get rid of the slave driver that is within you. Yeah? Or get rid of this propaganda minister. I like this idea, yeah? Who constantly suggests, oh, that would be nice. Oh, yeah? If you do it like this, you know, you will be happy, yeah? I call it propaganda minister, yeah? I mean, you can call it Goebbels. He was pretty clever, yeah? No matter how you call it, yeah? But it's not you. Don't call it you, yeah? And then you can get slowly free of it. Yeah? And the freer you are, the more detached you are from these things, the more you understand the mechanism of how this universe works. Yeah? It's pretty simple. Yeah? It's just like, you know, pretty simple as a physical law, yeah? Gravitational law. Yeah? If something is big, it falls faster. You know, if something is small, it falls slower.
It's not true.
But you understand what I say. Yeah. So if you understand karma, you understand how this universe works, yeah? And then you see that there is no fun in it, yeah? And then the third part, you know, that the Lord Buddha suggests how to get out is developing wisdom, yeah? Developing wisdom is by, yeah, understanding the three characteristics, anicca, anatta, dukkha, yeah? Dukkha, discontent, dissatisfaction, yeah? Suffering, boredom, restlessness, all these things, yeah? Anicca, all the things that arise, cease, yeah? And anatta, that's not me. Whatever I see, whatever I can experience cannot be me, because who is the one who experiences it? Who's the one who knows the thought? We all know the thoughts. We all know that there's a feeling. Yeah. Who is this? Yeah. So, whenever you see something, yeah, outside of your body region, you know, you don't call it me. You don't call it mine. Yeah. But why do you do it with a feeling? Yeah. So anatta is one of these principles. That whatever I experience, whatever I see, whatever I feel, it's not me, it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me. It arises and it ceases and it is dukkha. And then investigating the five groups that you think you are. Yeah? Look in the mirror, you know, and say, who is that? Yeah? Yeah? Take his skin off and see what is underneath the skin. Yeah? You still like it? And then dig deeper. Yeah? Normally doctors who study medicine, you know, the first time they open the corpse, you know, they either throw up or fall unconscious. Yeah? Why? Just because they see underneath the skin. So the skin is a big deceiver. Yeah? It just deceives us. Yeah? Underneath the skin there's no distinction between old and young. Yeah? It all looks the same. A bloody mess, yeah? And the skin is as thin as a tissue. Yeah? We love this tissue? Okay, you know, take the tissue and make it like a stuffed animal, yeah? It always keeps the same. Huh? And you don't have the shit all there in there. Yeah? Don't have the mess, you don't have to feed it, yeah? A stuffed animal, you don't have to feed it, it just stays there, if you like the form. Yeah? And that's all what we are interested in, the form. We're not interested what is inside. Because the moment we look inside, I mean, we get disgusted, yeah? Or our stomach revolts, yeah? When we look at these things. The body, then the next is feeling. It's physical feeling and mental feeling. Investigate it, see it, you know, what is this feeling? Yeah? There's a feeling. There are three kinds of feelings. There's a neutral feeling, there's a pleasant feeling, and an unpleasant feeling. That's it. And then you can have mental neutral feelings, mental pleasant feelings, and mental unpleasant feelings. And the moment we have a very unpleasant feeling, so we need to go to the toilet, huh? So take the body apart, you know? I mean, what does it give you, huh? I mean, it gives you constant worries about, you know, to feed it, to house it, to clothe it, yeah, to look for medicine and to take it to rest, yeah. And if you don't do that, you know, you will feel very uncomfortable. Yeah? Hunger is not something that is very uncomfortable. Tiredness is something that is very has a lot of discomfort, yeah, and so on. Yeah? So, what does this body bring you? Yeah? The happiness, you know, when you get rid of unpleasant feelings, yeah? You're hungry, you eat something and you're happy. You're tired and you sleep and you're happy. Yeah? Before it comes an unhappy feeling, yeah? Unpleasant feeling, and then you get rid of it. I mean, if it's so little that takes you to happiness, I mean, then just go into the sun. That's what we do. You know, Westerners who come to Thailand go into the sun. You know, heat themselves up until they can't stand the heat. Yeah? And then cool themselves down in the water until they can't stand the cold. And then they heat themselves up. Yeah? I mean, that's the extreme. And they say that was the best vacation I ever had. When you look, you know, the Thais look from outside and think, are they crazy? Are they stupid? Yeah, what are they doing? Yeah? You can go, you know, to your home, to your cold country, you know, put their pot of fire, you know, put their cold water and do the same thing, yeah? The extremes is that, you know, the extreme of hunger, you know, and the extreme of, yeah? of then feeling, you know, getting rid of the hunger makes us, you know, makes us think or makes us deluded to think that we are happy. Look at it. You know, look at it from a different, you know, step a few back, take a few steps backward, you know, and look at it. Yeah? Look at it from a distance, you know, and you see how stupid we act. Yeah? Yeah, investigation of the body, then investigation of the feeling, investigation of thoughts, yeah? And then investigation of memories, yeah? To understand, you know, what made us this delusion? What did get us into this delusion? Yeah? And then getting out, yeah? I'm sick of blame, I want to go home, yeah? You tell your friends that and they think you're crazy. How can you get sick of blame? Huh? Playing around, yeah? I mean, if you play around, you know, we get hurt, yeah? We know that. Yeah? Sometimes we have some fun, sometimes we get hurt. Yeah? It's always the same. But the world believes, you know, this is the way it should be, so we believe it the same way. Yeah? The Lord Buddha didn't want to believe it. He saw the young person, you know, he saw the old person, he saw the dead person, he saw the sick person, and he saw the samana, the monk, the recluse. Yeah? And he thought there must be a way out. Yeah? There must be a way out of this mess, yeah, to be constantly be born and constantly to die. Yeah? And now it's up to you, yeah? Whatever you want, you know, that's what I said in the beginning. Make up your mind, whatever you want, you know, go after it. Yeah? Just like you went, you know, when you were young, yeah, decided you want to become an engineer or you want to become any kind of major or just a skilled worker, yeah. I mean, that's what you did, yeah. So go on with your spiritual life just like that, yeah. Take yourself a goal. If you want to get out of the wheel, yeah, the hamster wheel or the roller coaster of life, yeah, or the video game called life, you know, I mean, there's a way, and the Lord Buddha pointed it out, and I just explained it very briefly, yeah. The fourth noble truth, yeah, sila, samadhi, panya. Yeah? Sila, the keeping the five precepts, yeah? Getting the mind to rest in one-pointedness, yeah? And panya, investigation of the things that we believe is us. That's it. That's the way out. And everybody who seriously goes this way can make it. So decide for yourself what you want. And with this I end the talk. Yeah. So are there any questions? You have any questions? You probably haven't understood very much. You have understood it? So if you have some questions, ask, you know, Sandy can translate. Yeah. She's good in English. You have any questions?
Yeah, about equanimity, you never talk about it.
I mean, equanimity instantly comes, you know, when you're in upachara samadhi. I mean, it is just like happiness, you know, I mean, it belongs to our heart, yeah? Contentment, you know, belongs to our heart. Yeah? Equanimity belongs to our heart. Being happy with others belongs to our heart. Yeah? All these things, yeah, I mean, are just attributes of our heart, yeah? The moment you stop thinking, all these things happen. Then you can access them. Peacefulness, tranquility. Yeah, it's all there. I mean, stop the wind that makes the water clear of the lake. Yeah, and then you can see what is on the ground. I mean, if there's constantly the wind of thoughts and memories, I mean, you will never be able to see what. Yeah, it whirls up all the dirt, you know, on the lake. Yeah. You will never be able to see it. You know, how can you experience it? Yeah? Equanimity, yeah? Yeah. Can you be equanimous? You know, if somebody says you're a bad person, no. So what's the use of training equanimity? Yeah. I mean, just go to your heart, you know, and see what kind of attachments you have that make you not, yeah, that make you angry or that make you greedy, yeah, and then get rid of these attachments, get rid of the wrong views, and then, of course, you know, you become more and more equanimous. Very simple, yeah. We don't have to train these things, you know, just like people, yeah, train metta, but that is artificial, yeah. Because the next person who says something bad to them, then, you know, they turn in anger. You know, the anger is still there in their heart, yeah? Metta is something, you know, that is it's the nature of our heart, yeah? Joy with others is the nature of our heart, yeah? Equanimity is the nature of our heart, but, you know, we have locked the heart, yeah? Get the key, you know, unlock the heart, you know, and then you have all these things, yeah? And I told you the way how to unlock your heart, yeah? But it's so hard, you know. I mean, you want to think about these easy solutions, yeah? How to get there quickly? Yeah? There's no quick way, yeah? Well, there's one quick way, I mean, what the Lord Buddha said, yeah? Sati. You ever heard of that, sati? 7 days without lapse, sati, yeah? You can make it, yeah? You can get rid of all of it. But we don't even know what sati is, yeah? I mean, in one of the talks a month ago, I explained what is sati, yeah? It's not mindfulness, yeah? Mind is full of one thing, yeah? Sati is emptiness of the heart. It's aware of what is going on in the heart. Whatever comes and whatever touches the heart that it knows, yeah? That's sati, yeah? Mindfulness is much more like concentration, yeah? Very good concentration, yeah, that's what we think is a mindful person, yeah. But it's not sati. This person might not have any sati. It's just mindful. Because it's not aware of what else is coming into the heart, yeah. It doesn't know the movements that are happening in the heart, yeah. So a mindful person doesn't necessarily to be a person who has a lot of sati, yeah. And when the Lord Buddha talked about it, he only talked about sati. Hmm? Satipatthana Sutta. Hmm? Anapanasati. Yeah? Being aware of the breath going in and going out. Hmm? And the awareness that is within our heart, the moment we train ourselves, yeah, to concentrate, you know, on the breath, yeah, at the tip of the nose, we need this concentration, of course, you know, I mean, it's not fruitless. We need the concentration on the tip of the nose and know that the breath goes in, know that the breath goes out, know that the breath is long or short or deep or shallow, yeah? And the more we know it, the more we come to the center of the sati. And then you will see, you know, if you get really concentrated, if you really develop it well, then concentration in sati. Sati goes back to the heart where it comes from, and concentration still stays on the nose. Then you will see there are two different things. But before that, you know, you don't know. That's why we have to train it with concentration, because that is what we know. Yeah? We don't know what is sati, yeah? And sati will develop through this concentration process, yeah? If we do it properly. And then it will show itself, because it will fall down to where it comes from. Yeah? And that, then you will probably understand the statement of Lungta Mahapo when he said, if a person has sati, he has no kilesas. Yeah? If you're mindful, you are still full of kilesas. Yeah? But if you have sati, you have no kilesas. Yeah? No defilements or whatever you call it. Yeah? There's no more couples in your ears at that moment if you have sati. Nobody suggesting this or suggesting that. Nobody liking this or liking that. Okay? More question?
I just want to ask, if you do daily reflection and you see that you don't have sati, then you still go through the day and you still don't have sati.
Yeah, but what else are you going to do? You know, if you see yourself, if you reflect, you know, the fifth day of walking, you know, and then you reflect that you still fall over all the time, you know, then you stop. Huh? Are you stopping to walk? And you sit down, I can't walk. Huh? Just because it doesn't happen within 5 days, yeah? Or 5 months, or maybe 5 years, yeah? You will give up? No. See? And it's the same thing. Yeah? I said, sati is trained with mindfulness, but the mindfulness has to be aware of, you know, how the breath is. Yeah? So know, you know, when the breath goes, you know, when the in-breath is at its height, and know when it changes into the out-breath, and so on. Yeah? The same, you can do the same with the Buddha. Yeah? It's a training. Yeah. How long did it take you now to train your mind thinking? 15 years, 20 years? Huh? And after 3 months you say, oh, I can't do that. It's too difficult. Huh? No, you continued and continued and continued until you could do it. Yeah? And you do the same thing. Yeah? All what you do is you bring it back, you know. Huh? Okay. Yeah. The Buddha is strong, the Buddha is shallow, the Buddha is in the background, you know, and there are lots of thoughts in the foreground. You just realize that is sati. Yeah? Just knowing that the Buddha is not strong, just knowing that the Buddha is shallow, just knowing that the Buddha is dominant or not dominant. Yeah? That is the sati. Yeah? But it's not yet strong enough, it is so weak, you know, it can't stand on its own feet. The same thing, you know, a little kid, you know, you show him how to tie his shoelaces, you know, and they say, oh, I can't do that. Yeah? Ah, you know, I mean, it's so complicated, I can't do that. Yeah? We learn it. And that's why I say, you know, meditation is something like learning a skill. Yeah. You have to, you know, you just have to practice until this, yeah, until you become skillful, yeah, or full of skill. Yeah. At the moment, you're not really that skillful, you know, but that can be trained, yeah. That's what the Lord Buddha saw, he could train it, yeah. And everyone, you know, it is the same thing, you know, I mean, for 1.5 years, my mind wouldn't stop thinking, yeah. But I didn't give up. I wanted it. I wanted it so badly. Yeah? That's why I trained and trained and trained until one day it gave up and it completely whoops. Yeah? You just don't give up. Yeah? That's the only thing, yeah? What you can do. I told you, you know, in the first... The first meditation course I ever took, you know, after 5 minutes my head was down on the floor because I couldn't anymore. Yeah? I couldn't concentrate. Yeah? It was so difficult. Yeah? It was so, everything within me, you know, was just trying to break out. Yeah. Until it took 1.5 years, you know, until I could sit without moving, you know, or even 1 year only. Yeah. Moving for hours. Huh? It's training. Huh? But it's tough. Huh? You have to be tougher than everybody else. Huh? That's where you get, you know, I mean, the harder you dig, you know, the deeper gets the hole. Yeah? Okay, so dig, 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 Buddha, 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 Buddha. It's a city key. Yeah? Just return back. Yeah. Just return back, yeah? And if you see in your reflection, then just say, okay, you judge it, and that's wrong. Just see it. Oh, there's no sati. I told you about, you know, I mean, so many people have come, you know. Some of them were pretty good, you know. I mean, within 7 days, they could reach Upachara Samadhi, yeah? And then they told me, you know, after they reach it, I mean, something is happening. I'm so unmindful all the time, you know. I'm so unmindful. I'm so, yeah, unaware. I said, good. Now you finally got over 50%. Before you think always, I'm so mindful, yeah? Because you can't see the unmindfulness. The moment you're over 50%, yeah, you can see all the unmindfulness, all the moments where you slip, yeah? Where the mindfulness or where the concentration slips away. Yeah? That's when you see it, yeah? But only if you are over 50% of the time aware what is going on. Then you see how unmindful you are. Yeah? That's good. It's a good sign. Okay, any more questions?
Yes, that's a point for me. How do you find this energy to do this work?
That was the point of the whole talk. Yeah?
Yes.
That is the point of the whole talk, you know, to find the energy, you know, to find, yeah. I mean, what am I doing, yeah? Going in the sun, heating myself up, you know, to go into the cold water, yeah, to cool myself down. Does that make any sense? That is what you have to ask yourself. You have to ask yourself, what is it, what I want to do with my life, yeah? Just, now. It's the same thing you ask me, how do I find the energy to go to university and study that?
Because you used to go, you have to go. Something very different for me.
No, not really. Other people just went to work, you know, they just went to a factory. They didn't want to go through the troubles of educating themselves.
You have a choice, like having a job and earning money.
And then, yeah, I mean, of course, you have to work for your life, yeah? But also, what do you get out of your life? Yeah? What are you taking with you when you die? That is the question, yeah? Get yourself, you know, get yourself a motivation, yeah? If you don't like dukkha, look at the life, you know? Look at all the stages where you have lots of dukkha, yeah? And then ask yourself, do I want this, yeah? Or do I want to get out? Yeah. That's how you get pull energy. Yeah? Or look at all these things, you know, they are fleeting nature. I mean, you can use anicca, you can use anatta, or you can use dukkha. Yeah? Any of the three, you know, whatever works for you. Yeah? Look at the fleeting nature of all things, yeah. Look at the non-self, yeah. That all these things, you know, just happening on the screen, yeah. It has nothing to do with you, you can't change them, you know. Or look at dukkha. Look at the dissatisfaction of all these things. And that, you know, that keeps up pulling the energy, yeah, to do some work. Yeah. You wanted to walk, and that's why you learn to walk. Yeah. So if you want to meditate, yeah, if you really desire to meditate, that's where the energy is. But you're not convinced yet. Yeah. Because also, there is laziness, and it is difficult, It's really difficult. Practice is really difficult. It is tough, And a lot of people, you know, when it gets tough, you know, I mean, they're just it's not worthwhile. Yeah? Let me get drunk, you know, that's easier. Yeah, I mean, it's easier, or take ecstasy, or whatever you want, you know. Or cocaine, or morphine, or heroin, or whatever, yeah? All these pills, you know? But then, you know, then observe when you wake up from this dream, yeah? And that's where you have to take the next bottle of beer or bottle of wine, yeah? Because the results of your drinking are so dissatisfactory, you know, I mean, you can't stand it. That's why you have to keep drinking, yeah? But that is not with meditation. The results of your meditation always produce some better feelings or some better state of mind than before. Whereas, you know, the drugs and the alcohols always produce a worse state of mind than before. That's why you have to take it again. Yeah? First of all, you take alcohol because you're dissatisfied. And then you take the alcohol, you know, because you have a headache, yeah? Then you take the alcohol because you can't do anything anymore. Yeah? Don't remember? No. When you really got pissed, you know, I mean, was it so nice to wake up? Yeah? When you're completely drunk, you know, and then you wake up in the morning and your head is, you know, you can't move it through the doors. Huh? You loved it? You think about it, yeah? I mean, we don't think about it. We just, you know, Alka-Seltzer or whatever is there, you know, we go get rid of it by some medicine, you know, and then drink the next one. This is easy to be taught, you know, this is the easy way out, yeah? But it's the easy way to hell, yeah? So find the motivation. I mean, I can't give you the motivation. I can give you only a talk to remind you, you know, to put you into direction where you can find your own motivation, yeah? I had to find my own motivation, yeah? I mean, I just had to reflect about the first 20 years of my life and said, do you want to go through it again? No. Okay, then you have to go. Yeah. That was my motivation, yeah? Just do I want to go through this kind of life again? No. So? Whenever I got dissatisfied with my practice, I asked myself this question and said, okay, what would you do? Go on with your practice. Yeah? That's all. And that kept me pushing through. Yeah? If you like your life like this, you know, the first 20 years or the first 30 years, you know, I mean, then there's no problem. There's no motivation. Yeah. If you don't like it, you know, and the closer you observe it, yeah, the less you like it. Huh? Going through puberty again, huh? Yeah, oh, it was so much fun, yeah? No, it was so much dukkha. It was the worst time of our lives, yeah?
Teenagers.
Yeah. It was the worst time, yeah? I mean, we were driven mad, yeah? Insane, yeah? You want to go through it? I mean, there's no problem. As I said, you know, if you love, you know, this video game called life, you know, I mean, there's no end of it, yeah? But it does change, yeah? One time, you know, it is a heavenly movie. Another time, it is a hellish movie. Another time, it's, you know, this mixed movie of life, you know. Sometimes it's an animal, and sometimes, you know, a ghost, yeah? I mean, yeah? It just goes up and down, yeah? So if you don't have any problems with this life, I mean, there's no, then you don't have any motivation and you don't have to worry because this life goes on forever. And there's no stop. Huh? If you want to get out, huh? And the more you reflect about your life, you know, I mean, and the more you see either dukkha or anicca, I mean, one of these three characteristics will be your motivation, yeah? Either be dukkha or anicca or anatta. Doesn't make sense, you know. I mean, these movies. When? Yeah? How long can you watch movies? Yeah? One movie after the other for a long time. Yeah, okay. But sooner or later you don't want to. Okay, understood? No more questions. Then we close the talk. Yeah. Alles klar da hinten? Nichts verstanden, oder? Deine Frau kann dir das alles klar schön übersetzen. Ne? Oder der Martin, ne?